advice and banking and capital markets expertise, along with a legacy of putting clients' financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com. And from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a comprehensive cancer care network offering patients personalized treatment plans, including integrative therapies for maintaining quality of life during treatment. More at cancercenter.com.
This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. When Marty Buckley was a student at LSU, she wanted to study in Madrid. Instead, she was placed in San Sebastian, Spain's Basque country. She fell in love with the ocean, the mountains, and the food. She moved back to her hometown of Birmingham in 2006 and gave birth to her daughter 2 years later. Buckley tells WBHM's Janae Pierre how she landed in Basque country after working for Southern Living magazine and cooking under one of the South's most revered chefs.
I wasn't going back to Southern Living, but I wanted to do something else that interested me. So I thought I would go and see what a professional kitchen was like, because at that time I really loved cooking. And so my friend got me a stage at Frank's, a restaurant, Bottega. And I went there for one night, supposedly, and ended up staying for 2 years.
So you worked under the chef, Frank Stitt.
Yes.
Coming from Birmingham, Alabama, and going to San Sebastian in northern Spain could probably cause a little culture shock, right? How was the transition for you and your daughter?
Well, I mean, it's culture shock, but it has to be culture shock in the best possible way, because it's a really nice, easy way of life. And then it's just this world of discovery. You know, who doesn't love to discover new foods and new drinks and new landscapes? And so it was culture shock. And the people are very different. I mean, the people from the north of Spain couldn't be more different than the people from Alabama. You earn your place in their culture, but that has its positive sides as well.
So you lived in San Sebastian for about 8 years now, and you've written your first cookbook. Tell us about the food in Basque country and how those recipes were chosen.
Well, the food in Basque country is amazing, and it's amazing for several different reasons, but probably the most famous export from Basque country is the pincho, which is kind of like the tapa, a little bit more maybe elaborate. So that's kind of what everybody knows. But what I've done in the cookbook, which is called Basque country, is just try to explain beyond the pincho and explain the true food ways and the true food traditions of the people. So you'll also see dishes from the countryside and dishes from the fishermen. And it has pinchos, but it's also a lot more an attempt to really show the broad array of recipes in the seven provinces of Basque country.
You've dedicated this book to the Basque. In fact, you've called them the world's most special people. What makes them so special?
Well, that's also, it's like everything with Basque people is like a Pandora's box. And it's like that because they have anywhere from 3,000 to 100,000 years of history. And the fact that such a unique culture and a unique language that didn't get written until the 1500s is still around today and is still celebrated by those people is pretty amazing. And what is interesting for me in this book is their food culture. It's just as rich as the French food culture, and it's just as rich as Tuscany or the Italian food culture, which are more known to Americans. But this is sort of like this undiscovered richness of food and of culture and language. I mean, they're special.
Yeah. What's not mentioned in your book, Basque Country, is your little obsession with vermouth. And I understand you started a secret society.
Yes, everybody, you should all be drinking vermouth. It was this discovery because I was kind of, when I first moved there, I would see these old women drinking this red drink. And one day I was just like, what are they drinking? So I asked, and the bartender said vermouth. And I said, well, make me one. And then I think I drink vermouth every day for like a year because it's so good. They drink red sweet vermouth and they just drink it straight up on ice. And I just fell in love with it. And so it just happened to coincide with this resurgence of vermouth in Spain. So now there's over 100 new artists and producers. And so there's always something to discover. So my friend and I, we wanted to sort of spice up Sundays in San Sebastian. And we just threw a party. And we said, well, let's not just throw a party. Let's like give it a name. So we gave it a name. And people came from as far away as Barcelona. And
wow.
Yeah, we've also done them in D.C. and in Portland. So we're just trying to spread the vermouth love around the world.
That's Alabama native Marty Buckley speaking with WBHM Janae Pierre. Buckley's book, Basque Country, is now available. Her book tour makes a stop in Birmingham on September 15th at Pepper Place Market. Support for WBHM comes from our members and Littler Mendelson, labor and employment attorneys dedicated to representing Alabama's business community in all workplace issues, online at littler.com. And the Culver House College of Business at the University of Alabama, offering an executive MBA program on weekends in Tuscaloosa and Huntsville. More at emba.ua.edu. Coming up, we'll hear from Bob Woodward about his new book on the Trump administration, Fear. That's ahead in about 15 minutes on WBHM and WSGM. Clouds today with showers and thunderstorms likely. We'll see highs around 80 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain, lows of 70. It's 74 at UAB, 73 in Gadsden, 75 in Tuscaloosa at 651.
Who is in charge?